market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips. I'm going to talk to you this week about getting a better rate. Now, yes, I have done this in the past, and as I've said many, many times, you absolutely want to make sure you're getting the best possible rate you can on your mortgage from your bank. But I had some bad news the other week. I had an email come from my energy provider. Here's a quick tip of the hat to Energy Australia, who said they were going to give me 16% less for the solar I was feeding into the grid. And, you know, when they tried to explain, they said, check, click on this link and find out why. And apparently it was because of inflation. Now, I don't know where inflation is 16%, maybe Zimbabwe or something. But anyway, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Apparently that was the reality. And you know what I should do next? I should do what most people don't do, and then just shop around for a better rate. Get a better rate. In fact, there's even a hashtag for it. I've started. It's only ticking along slowly, but it'll get there. Hashtag get a better rate. Yes, you should do it on your mortgage. You should do it on your credit card. And you should always make sure you're not paying too much for your energy. In fact, energy is one of the easiest ways to switch because you don't have to do anything. The energy company does it all. You don't have to change bank accounts. You don't have to put your money somewhere else. You don't have to give people your new credit card details or savings account details. This one's really, really simple. The energy keeps coming. It's just provided by a different retailer. In fact, I jumped onto, here's a tip. The New South Wales government has an energy switch website. Now, not everyone's in New South Wales, of course. So I'm just telling you what I was able to do in New South Wales, but you can do it yourself. I uploaded my bill. They offered me some deals that would save me up to $300 a year, even on my current rate. That's even before the reduction in my solar feed-in tariff. So $300, I mean, what would you do for $300? What could you spend $300 on? I guarantee you, you're better off with the $300 in your pocket than the energy companies, because I've said about the banks, they're not doing all that well. You need to make extra donations to them. So here's how to get a better rate. Firstly, jump onto, if you can in your state government's provided energy switch website. In fact, in New South Wales, I uploaded my bill, and they did all the numbers for me. I did literally nothing other than upload the bill, which was just fantastic. If you can do that, if you can't, there's plenty of providers out there who do a comparison shopping option. They're a bit full on. They'll call you and kind of give you a hassle, but it's worth the effort because, again, if you can save a couple hundred, $300, why wouldn't you? So firstly, jump on your energy switch website in your state if you have one. Second, if you don't, or if you simply want a second opinion, jump on one of those comparison websites and make sure you're getting a better rate. Thirdly, ring your energy company. As always, the best way to get a reduction is simply call your current provider and say, hey, I'm going to go somewhere else if you don't give me a better rate. What can you do for me? And they'll normally find you something, most often, that will keep you with them rather than lose you to a competitor. In fact, on Twitter, I had some people give me some feedback. They got an extra 5 or 10 cents a kilowatt in terms of feed in from their solar. Now, it's not just about solar, but in this case, they got some feed in from the solar by simply asking the right question, saying they were going to leave if they didn't get fixed. And funnily enough, they found some money in their back pockets of the electricity company to help you out and keep you with them. So again, firstly, make the phone call, ask if they'll get you a better rate. Secondly, use your state government's website if they've got one. And thirdly, jump onto an energy comparison website. There's a million of them out there that you know them all. Just literally type in energy comparison into Google, and there's plenty of people who'll happily help you out because they get a kickback for doing so. So do use a couple. Make sure you're getting the best rate you possibly can. But for the sake of a couple of minutes, maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes, there might be $300 in it for you. Don't know about you, but I'll take that. And by the way, that's every year. If you can save $300 a year, do that for 10 years, that's $3,000. It's a nice holiday, isn't it? That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. I'm Scott Phillips. See you next week. Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.